everyone have an orange wristband? Awesome. If you just bring that visible to security, can let you through.
I'm Beatrice Dillon. I'm a musician and artist who works with sound.
A couple of other notes. It is extremely, extremely, extremely foggy inside for this piece. It is also very, very, very loud. So also just letting you know that before you go in.
I studied fine art, and then I later worked at the National Sound Archive. And after that, I worked in radio on various music and spoken word documentaries. And I've always been interested in sound and music in various forms. I've always collected music. And I now make music and make records. The Taut Line was a commission to create a piece for the Great Cave at Peak Cavern in Derbyshire in the north of England during September 2017 as part of Abandoned Normal Devices Festival. It was later reconfigured into a new work for the Deadhouse Space, which is a series of underground chambers and vault spaces beneath Somerset House in the Alwich in central London. You enter Somerset House off Waterloo Bridge, travel down a few flights of stairs, and suddenly you're in these underground vaults with brick walls and brick ceilings. And as you enter, the lighting is reduced to a minimum, and the space was filled with haze, so you couldn't really see what was ahead of you or behind you. And then there are six huge speakers distributed evenly throughout the vaults. Taut Line is a multi-channel audio installation that follows six individual sine waves extending, lagging, alternating, and interlocking towards a complete chord. They then separate back out into individual strands. The composition begins with a single note, and over 16 or so minutes it builds into a locked minor 11th chord, which is a chord that's typically found in gospel music and R&B music. I wanted to make a very simple and clear system, and actually to put very little, sound-wise, to put very little into these environments, and to have the natural acoustics of these enclosed spaces reflect the sound and build on it, build on the patterns that I'd made, and complicate the work further. For the initial piece, I was interested in the history of rope making at the Peak Cavern site, and in particular the Marison loop, which is an intricate knotting method that was developed there by one of the last rope makers. And it's a way of splicing an eye through a taut length of rope and then re-threading or re-looping that piece of rope back through itself. In the process of rope making, as several linear paths revealing and interlocking themselves across time, and that strength structure changing as it gets pulled tight or looped. Underground or cave chambers are potentially infinite systems to get lost in, and I was kind of interested in how the shape of the cave and the Deadhouse would condition the path and the shape of the sound waves, and how they might appear to lose focus or lose direction as the piece grew and became more dense. I wanted the work to somehow reflect Somerset House and the studios, so I invited the musician and performer Klein, who has a studio here, to do a vocal improvisation, and I channeled that through the sound system over the piece. She took a similar approach, sort of interlocking and building layered, wordless kind of vocal loops over the piece. There's an aspect to her music which draws from gospel music and R&B and also drone music, so I wanted to try and see what would happen if we were to put these two quite different approaches together. It was just a test, really. It was just an idea. I just thought it would be an interesting challenge to see if we could combine these two things. And she did an incredible vocal improvisation. It was totally an unannounced surprise for people who stayed and stayed for the last part of the evening. for performance or installation is completely different from making a record. There are obviously different intentions, different constraints, different starting points, different outcomes. It's a completely different approach, but using sound as a material in itself, just removing any kind of functional or musical narrative, is quite exciting. It's quite liberating to lose any sort of specific rhythmic arrangements or melodic structures or any of those goals or intentions, and just to work with a different kind of pattern building across texture and timbre and sort of spatial sound.